April 1st, 2016.
Just the magnesium in the new mystery landscape. Because, see, you don't really have a hypothesis, really. Because everything you're doing is in every time is in a new energized field. You have no agar. Every time it's a new fresh thing. Every time you do it, it's a new fresh thing. It's just like medicine. It's a new fresh thing every time. So what they're noticing, some people are doing great with it and they just absorb it. But you know how some people can get a hangnail and they're ready for intensive care. And then some people can chop their arm off and say, that stings a little bit. See, so the thresholds are different, number one. Number two, the environment is different that they're in, number two. Number three, then their bodies are changing in that environment from this position, getting them assuaged to a different standard or level. Because you got to realize you tripled the amount of radiation that you're living in naturally. You've tripled it right now. Now, that's being perfect and no GMO, hobo, do, so, mo, so, all that crap, whatever all that is. Even if you exclude all that, and you never have gluten, and you never eat any whey, and you never eat all this stuff, you still have a different environment. You're still doubling up your radiation, and that's going to double again. There's a few little actions that are taking place. Now, we don't want to marry the mongrels in this conversation. But the married mongrels are going to have a play in your earth, which also then makes it more valuable, basically. A familiarity breeds contempt. So in a contemptuous world, folks respond in kind. So that's how that works. Meaning, the world is shaking and stirring, and they blow their house up where their remag is, and so they got to get some more. Well, that's a problem. Then they got to get some more. You know, that sounds silly to say. But that's exactly what you're talking about.
What that means to me is they'll continue to be screwed up in the world, not be able to cope with the new environment, but all it means is they'll need more remag.
Until it makes them dizzy, and then they got to back it up a little bit.
We're going into the next part, and this is April 2nd, 2016, and the first recording is... Oh, this is really good. This is at the very beginning. Now, listen to this. This is Ion explaining Bob's questioning method, how I conduct myself with Ion.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so you have all the answers lined up for me already. You've already experienced it, right? Of what I'm going to ask.
Mostly. Mostly, okay. but then after the first question, you vacillate into another world or another change or another shift, and then it cats me out from there. It's every bit of it's completely undone. A new time range strain is run, completely run all the way through. So it all slips and changes forever after your first question. But yes, we have the previous one all in the bank already.
Right, but once I'm live interacting with you, it changes everything. Because
after you ask your first question, you've left where you were going before. Where you were going before was perfect, but you're not going to end up there. You're going to end up where you're going now, and that'll change after you ask your first question. So that's why it's a white knuckle fight for you sometimes, because you don't stay on the chain that you were led on. And that's okay. We're not fussing. We're saying great. But you said, now we have it all worked out. And we go, yes, we do. You know every answer to every question we're going to ask? Yes, we do. We could give you all those answers and you wouldn't have to ask any questions. But then you'd be, oh, that's just garbled and I don't know and I didn't give too many words. That's what we're saying. After your first question, all you laid out, prepared, changes.
Right. So that is the case for everybody.
Yeah, but you're better at it because you know what to do.
Okay, so I ask a question, and then I've shifted after having asked it, just by having the...
You don't even want... You shifted before you even get the damn answer. You go through 9 answers that could be... You predetermine which ones we are going to choose, then you start offering an obfuscated position based on the words that you just got through agreeing with. It's great. That's why you never get caught, because you never say anything. It's simple.
So you're saying, I ask a question, then now that I've asked the question, I was thinking about asking it, now I've experienced the actual asking, I'm changed from that. There's a bounce
back. You've changed your position. You don't have that same position. Matter of fact, you don't have the position anymore because you've already gone through and gone, no, that was that and that was that. And then you run it through the quadrants and then a tiny note and you come back in. You got to figure it out. And then, well, what will Carolyn think? Well, I don't know. Maybe she'll like it. Maybe, well, she won't. Well, Carolyn won't know. Well, Carolyn just doesn't know. So, okay, I don't know. I'll just go like this. And if that comes back, then you go, well, now, what was the question again? Too many words, Ion. Too many words. Let's start over. You can't know nothing. You can't find out nothing. You don't even know where we are. We ask the question. We don't know what question we ask. We don't know why we ask the question. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Me, oh my, I guess she will surely die.
Okay, now that doesn't happen too much to other people. They're slower.
They're slower. You're quicker, yes. That's correct.
Okay.
Happily so.
That answer relates to a bit about what we were talking about when you were asking about me and how I shift. Did you hear that?
Yes, absolutely.
That should have helped understand the way my rapid mind works.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking that there's something something very, like it seems that if you ever were to be cut off from communication, that there would be kind of a, not a crisis, but a something that would not be the fastest path to your joy, because it seems that the consumption of information that you're processing has to do with the assembly of yourself, that you, this, what you've embarked on is piecing, is like almost a part of yourself and your body, and it's almost very necessary for you to be processing because you're processing yourself, and it seems that you're and that's why it's not fixed.
It doesn't have to be other people. Carolyn can verify. I don't need to be interacting with people. I might need to be looking at some an email or something.
But I don't mean before that.
See, I don't need to interact with people that much. I don't think I need to have communication with other people. I get too much data inside.
I wasn't saying anything to
so
do
I
with
talk
other
to myself
people.
A lot.
I just think your process. No. But what you're doing within that still is, it has nothing to do with talking with other people. But the intake, because like what I hear from all this time that you've been speaking with Ion, is taking your chart and running it through his knowledge, but always coming back to your chart to reconfirm it that you've always been on it, always keeping it within this particular matrix that you have, and that is a remaking confirmation of your trajectory or your expansion or just your process of coming into knowing, but it isn't other people, but it's information systems from going from Michael Blake Reed, always been looking for that way to bounce off your processes of information, which seems to be very close to you, very, very intricate
okay.
to you.
Eben, the chart is rather old. It was validated by Ion, a few years ago. It's merged, and we're post-Android meme. We're into the hexatic. We're off the chart. So the chart, filling into the chart or talking about it is a side issue, not as important as it was 10 years ago. So I don't think the chart holds much today because I'm dealing with Ion, which you don't hear. And that's past the chart, what we discussed with Ion. So, but there is, I can talk to myself for long stretches. I do talk to myself a lot about whatever's information going on. Can't stop thinking. It's not a discomfort. I enjoy it. So, what you were saying is, so I'm pointing out that what Ion says, and it's accurate, my mind's changing so rapidly, it's almost not thinking. It's not completing any thought. If I complete a thought, it's canceled within 10 seconds by another thought. So I'm saying I'm doing that when I'm asking Ion, always changing my responses, my interpretation of their statements.
There is a mercurial thing going on there. That's why I'm not classifiable. You know, I'm actually semi listening and thinking with myself, but not making a decision on it. I'm kind of ignoring it as I.
But you're going you're going somewhere though. Everything. It's like though you are getting answers, and that you won't go to a finish. And leaving what should be concrete.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain things that you do say concretely, Bob, to people that come in to know. But yet when you question and when you're engaged in it, right. But you will say it with certainty, but then when you're taking it, it's not. You leave it unfinished.
Right. And I'm not just talking about myself. I'm using this as an example.
Yes.
That ION is the perfect medium, or whatever it is, talking hologram, don't like to call it medium, in response to my mind. ION has a billion answers, billion scenarios, enough to equal someone's mind who's been looking at Finnegan's Wake for its undecidability for decades. So the ION is an interesting undecidable reflection of me, of my mind.
Right.
You know, it's almost like, I don't like to think that ION is limited to me, but I can see an outsider would say, well, this ION, you can't pin it down. It's got a million ways of looking at things, sort of like Bob's mind. So you could say it's a mirror of me. But there's ION does practical things with me and Carolyn that kind of undecidability is not real. You know what I mean? We actually get things decided. It's always changing.
So that's an interesting thing. The idea that the things that you and Carolyn and ION are working on, you do make decisions. What's the difference in you have, it's because you're making product. It's because you're bringing it into the
now.
Because I'm more involved. Evan.
There we go.
A slower person. She's a bit of a retard. She's slow, very slow.
And you'll hear
Do you talking something? You think you're actually getting at something from this fucking nebulous thing that's supposed to be answering something?
And then I do. So that's the difference. I want answers, so I'll wait for the answer. And Bob's okay with having a million different answers because he loves the expansion that creates.
Sometimes. Not even that. You can't even apply that to me. Sometimes I demand answers.
There we go.
We just did it right there. But I was marveling yesterday talking to ION. Basically, ION does it with me, but with Carol especially. Carol doesn't have to ask any fucking questions. It's an ongoing, never-stopping dialogue, not stalled like what goes on here with the INS. You know what I mean? This pulling and dragging stuff out of each other is ridiculously flowing along. Carol doesn't have any rules applied to her. The topic's going to be discussed, and ION's not going to hold back and play games with it. The only thing I will say on slight game level, you say, well, okay, for now, you're going to do it this way, but it will change in 2 years. When we're going to do it this way, but in 2 years, we're going to have to do it differently. That's about the only undecidability. It's still something being done.
ION is working from the level of, you're all ascended, you don't need any supplements or completements.
Anything we're making, you don't need Coldplay,
you don't need
nothing.
And I say, okay, ION, I know, but in the meantime.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely,
right.
Absolutely, because there is the now that it can be applied to. And and it seems to be right on time. And so you're the grounding element, Carolyn. You ground it. You bring it into the material. You want the material.
Well, not always, because it's not all material. But the thing is ION is you don't even want to stay grounded. They're doing their stuff, and it flows along, and there's hardly any questions other than Carolyn trying to understand what ION just said. But ION doesn't hold back and play games. Carolyn eventually figures out what ION meant. You know, it just flows so constantly.
I was
stalling.
Right, right, right.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess
have work
just...
to do. It seems like they do have an agenda because
they impart a sense of importance to what you're doing and talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they want to get it done too. It's just every now and then they get, I don't know, maybe I put them into a movie. They say, what are we doing this for, Bob? Yeah, that's right. Wait, let's just go to the beach. You know, they get lazy when I'm around.
Right.
I get them into the unknowing undecidability, sort of. Maybe.
Right.
All the limits in the bucket.
No, well, I mean, Bob, he expands it into, you know, all kinds of realms and relationships, but... Also, we have so much fun. I mean, we're laughing and screaming most of the time. And on the show, we'll just get into that. I don't think sometimes people understand why we get so hysterical, but what it is just a continuation of the hysteria from a session that we just had a few hours before.
So
privately.
So, Carolyn, I mean, do you then have a desire? Do you shift also in being pinned down? I mean, you are the doctor of the future, but you yourself behind that, do you allow yourself to be as non-committal to
no, do you, I would say Carolyn does that.
That's Bob's job.
Carolyn gets mad if it doesn't get done. If there isn't something being accomplished. And, you know, we don't need to do anything. That actually requires work. Let's sort of maybe stick to the metaphysical.
And then I complain that I've got so much work to do, and at the same time I demand it. So
yeah, she demands work, and I mock her. We mock her on half of the sessions of me and him teaming up at her. She can't stop being busy.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, she's created a bunch of stuff that affects people, little people, dramatically. She's got a responsibility. She has to respond, you know. She has to be there for people.
Chooses to. Right?
What?
Doesn't have to,
I
but
choose
chooses to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't
and then,
choose.
You know, there'll be a day when I'll get bugged by it, and then I'll create a shift or make a decision and then stop. And then that stops it. I stop being bugged. So otherwise, I put myself in the martyr position, but I've done that right from day one when I first went into my private practice. I just did a 4-day week, and the busier I got, the less I worked, because I could see the people coming to me with all their... I was around to see the beginning of chronic fatigue, for Pete's sake. There was no chronic fatigue syndrome before I invented it. So you see these women coming in, you know, overworked, stressed, trying to have a family, trying to have a job, getting run down.
This is 1980,
81, 82. Yeah, and I said, okay, that could be me if I don't, you know, decide right now.
Didn't you go back to a 3-day work week?
And then I went to a 3-day work week, The busier I got, the less I worked.
And she could take a break, walk across the street just around the corner, come home and have lunch and take a break from the place, you know?
So, Carolyn, what is the most fascinating thing about the meat sack that you've discovered?
That I've discovered?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like what's been revealed to you.
Well, it really is these past few years learning about these picometer minerals that if you take minerals that the body will assimilate, you know, lo and behold, it will get healthier and healthier. And then on top of that, the craziness of the RNA drops actually being able to work miracles in the body for what reasons we don't even know yet, but they're doing it. So it's...
Well, that's what was the question? What has she learned about the body? So what have you learned about
the body?
That
the body is manipulatable. You can manipulate it with the right things. And people for, you know, centuries have been trying to find the philosopher's stone or, you know, answer to aging and all that. And I think we're right on top of that.
Well, they believed that the body was manipulable. They were looking for something to manipulate the aging.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't really find it, unless they somehow ascended it secretly. So you discovered that that it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes.
Well, I mean, way back when, you know, we have Moses, Noah, they lived hundreds of years. Do you think that was the norm for humanity at that time? People were living into the hundreds and the super types were living thousands of years?
Yeah. No,
I think so.
I insist that's a fact.
Yeah.
That was, and people lived...
You know, when you just even look at the day-to-day, the stupidity that we allow ourselves to fall into, you can see how we failed ourselves, that we dropped ourselves out of our godhood and decided to take the fall. I mean, how stupid is it that doctors are giving people drugs that have so many side effects they kill them before the disease? I mean, we're just stupid. So if we get over our stupidity, if we just look at the common sense things, and then, you know, ION is a miracle that we couldn't have been doing all this without ION, of course, but now we've got something that, you know, takes the veil away from our eyes, and you know, if we just use our common sense and are smart enough to see and don't have an ego invested in it, then we can achieve what gods are supposed to have achieved.
Can RNA drops work even if the labyrinth of the mind doubts its effectiveness?
It seems so. We've got a lot of...
Yeah, ION is very adamant. There's no placebo involved.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of people giving their elderly parents the drops, and they don't have a clue what the RNA drops are. And all kinds of amazing things happen.
And what is left of the meat sack for you, Carolyn, that you want
Evan.
To really...
Hey, Evan. This is an exclusive Evan Ray interview with Dr. Carolyn E. Evan Ray, the Barbara Walters of the underground. So what was your question?
Oh, I was just going to ask, what is left of the meat sack that... What's the next code you want to break of the meat sack, Carolyn?
Well, we're all lined up to do the bread of life and living water. So instead of
that'll be dramatic. That's going to alter. That's going to alter reality even worse or better, Evan. Evan, I wanted to say the science says that in the future, wherever that is, more and more people will do what we're doing. They'll do science with non-physical. In some way. So we're setting out a new way to do science. That's the important point. We're the most productive lab on the planet right now, just by our success of what we do. And we haven't even, you haven't seen much of it yet. But we know what we can do. And we are doing it by just talking to some Santa Claus that gives us everything, or a schmoo or something. Just allowing ourselves to interact with this source and get the gifts all the time. That's all it is. It's not, Ion doesn't want Carolyn, doesn't just come in and say, okay, you're going to do this. He does want Carolyn to probe it, or to me to probe it and make a bit of a game, like try to figure it out, because that's better for the human to have invent it themselves. You know what I mean? Not just be given it.
Right. And how
so
did
like
you...
Right.
Go ahead.
It's the perfect Socratic dialogue, you know?
Yeah, with the facts. Yeah.
Yeah, with products coming out of it, not just abstract truths.
And so it's when fun. You... What has been your... you guys are on the drops, you know, bucket loads. What has it done for you? What would you guys testify to?
I can't tell anymore. Ayn just says that my body is totally different from every other human being on the planet. I'm a fucking freak now because I've been doing the drops for so long. Now, I don't know what that means.
Right.
I may I like to sleep 3 hours a night, or actually it's in the morning. I basically sleep from 7:30 till 11 in that period. Get to bed around 7:30
right.
in the morning. Get up sometime before 11 or around 11.
Right.
And I don't know if I pushed it. I could stay up for 6 days maybe and get used to it, but I'm lazy. I'm not going to try to do that. I like having a sleep every 24 hours, you know, so I may
right.
be, I don't think I'm acting my mutation out to extreme, to its extreme potential.
So there's physical effects, but I think the brain effects are more so, because, I mean, Bob's brain is much more active, and he's taking in more information, making much more associations. Same with mine. You know, I can, you know, speed read a book in an hour, get the whole gist of it, and mock it, and read
right.
studies, and look at these crazy, stupid researchers who
right.
just withhold even the decent knowledge from people. There's
right.
such a game out there that
yes.
people have their lives trapped in. So, and at the same time, we both realized, you know, the craziness of the world. We, you know, we don't take it personal. We, you know, we have fun. We have a good life, and try not to get involved in, as people would say, you have to fight for this, or you have to...
Well, we're not worrying about anything. We're not worrying about radiation increasing. We're actually
right.
good, you know. Our products
right.
consume more. They want to eat more radiation. They want more bombs to go off. You know, it's totally
right.
bizarre how we're thinking and living.
Right. Right.
Is there someone in your background?
Not in mine.
That is my life.